Jeremy Anthony Stalter. It is the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy, Alex Ferrario, at Ferrario 101 ESPN. He's our Blues pre, post, and the intermission host right here on the Blues Radio Network. Alex, always a pleasure, my man. Appreciate it. If Alex Pietrangelo signs elsewhere this offseason, what do you think would be the pivot for Doug Armstrong?
Boy, that's a good question, Stultz. I don't know if there is another pivot for Doug Armstrong. I think when you look at the circumstance that the Blues are in right now, it's Pietrangelo and Vince Dunn that need to lock up with the amount of salary cap room that they have. If you don't get one of those guys locked up, you still have the same problem. Now, you, of course, do have a little bit of wiggle room. I believe it's somewhere between $4 and $5 million that you can work with. If you don't bring Petro back, because of course you saved that money on Jake Allen and then traded away Jake Allen, and then of course you're saving the money on Petro. But think about it, you still got to lock up Vince Dunn, which, you know, being out of his rookie contract, you're going to look at somewhere between $2 to $3 million. That doesn't leave Doug Armstrong much to do with $2 to $3 million. I'd like to say that this team could go out there and find an offensive weapon to help. But I don't know if that's the answer. Now, they could still trade away a Tyler Bozak or you know, buy out an Alexander Steen and then upgrade. But if you don't bring Petro back, I think the identity of the team stays the same, and I think you're putting a lot of hope, which I know it's a word that Eli Drinkwitz has told us to take out of our dictionary.
That's correct.
It's a lot of hope in these younger players that you're hoping that can become the future of this team, but then you're going to do that and you're losing an elite defenseman in the process.
All right, so apparently he's not, and I don't know, maybe things did change before they cut off talks on Friday or at some point, but he seems to not be upset because he doesn't have clarity on what the structure of the contract offer would have been. I guess I don't really understand why that is. He's got the AAV. They told him that part, but why can they not give him details on what the rest of the contract would look like?
So this is the part that's so crazy for me to understand too, Ron, because basically, and again, this is the reports right now, and you know, we're hearing Jeremy Rutherford's reports, and of course, you know, Jeremy is very in tune with this, and the same with Darren Dreger, who's been putting it out there. But look, at the end of the day, we do know Doug Armstrong holds things very close to the chest. So I don't know if we can buy everything that we're hearing. But hypothetically, let's say that that's exactly what is going on. It's so confusing to me because you're basically trying to make an agreement backwards. They're trying to just get this guy to agree upon an AAV, but they're not telling him what else goes into it. And I think the part that's confusing a lot of people with this too, Ronj, is the signing bonus side of this and then the no movement clause of this. That's what goes into the structure of the contract, which the reports are out there basically saying the Blues are telling Alex Pietrangelo's agency, hey, agree upon this term on the contract, and then we'll tell you what goes in with the signing bonuses and no movement clauses. But the problem with that is, you can kind of figure out it's the play from the general manager and the agency. You can say that and try and get the player to agree upon, you know, whatever he will agree upon, and then you could take some money away by saying, okay, well, we're not going to give you as much of the signing bonus that you want, or we're not going to give you that no movement clause because, you've just agreed to a deal. So that's the part that's so strange to me, and maybe that's the disrespect that we're hearing rumors of Alex Pietrangelo feels, that the Blues are just basically going to him and saying, hey, agree upon this contract, and then we'll work everything else out once we know what your bottom line dollar is. And I think, at least from what I'm hearing on the Alex Pietrangelo front, no, they want to make sure that everything is tightened up to what he wants before they agree upon a contract.
Alex Ferrario joining us right now here on 101 ESPN. Alex is our pre, post, and intermission host on the Blues Radio Network. Alex, what ultimately do you think that Alex Pietrangelo is looking for? Like, what's the thing Blues put it on the table? It's like, yep, that's it.
You know, the rumor out there, Stultz, right now is 8x8, so 8 years and $8 million per year. You know, Jeremy Rutherford has a great piece in The Athletic kind of talking about and discussing with agents what Pietrangelo is worth in this negotiation process. And it's coming out to be somewhere around $9 to $9.5 million. And if you look at it, that's very comparable to what Roman Josi. In fact, it's exactly what Roman Josi got from Nashville. He got 8 years and somewhere close to $9 million per year. So that's what it's coming down to. And if Alex Pietrangelo goes to free agency, I guarantee you somebody is going to be willing to pay him $9 million for 7 years, which is the max that they can go to. But I also think, and I truly believe this, that Alex Pietrangelo would be willing to accept something close to the $8 million range here in St. Louis, because we all know he's from, you know, he's grown up here in St. Louis with the team. His wife's from St. Louis. They just had their fourth child, a baby girl. So, you know, I believe Pietrangelo would be willing to accept something less than what the open market will present him. But that's where it kind of rebounds back to that structure, guys. I think he also wants the security with it of the no movement clause. He wants the security of it with some signing bonuses, which to be frank, that's what the NHL's coming to now. You're not going to get a player unless you're going to be giving him some guaranteed money with the signing bonuses. So I think you can get Pietrangelo locked up in St. Louis somewhere close to $8 million per year, but you're going to have to be willing to wiggle on that no-movement clause and the signing bonuses, which right now it seems that Doug Armstrong's not.
Well, is there a time where he could go down that path, even though he's never done it before? I mean, might this be the time where he finally breaks that precedent where it's like, okay, I'm going to allow this. I'm going to put this in the deal because I want to make sure you stick around here for the next several years.
I think it has to be in this one. And, you know, the article that JR wrote on The Athletic talking to those agents, it made a great point, and I love the quote. If you're Doug Armstrong, you basically say to Alex Pietrangelo, look, I don't do this for everybody. I will give you a no-movement clause, but then that's the status quo for Doug Armstrong. I've never given a no-movement clause other than to my captain at 30 years old who just lifted the Stanley Cup. I think that would be the approach that Doug Armstrong goes with. And look, this to me is still hardball. And I talked to you guys a couple of weeks ago and told you that this reminds me a lot of the Steven Stamkos circumstance where Tampa didn't want to give it to him, and then at the last minute they gave it to him. I truly still believe that this is just kind of the building blocks, and maybe it is the optimist in me and the hope that Pietrangelo gets brought back. But I believe that these are just kind of the building blocks from Doug Armstrong of basically saying, nope, this is what it is, and this is only what it's going to be. Alex Pietrangelo saying, fine, I'm going to go to free agency. Fine, go to free agency. It's playing chicken with each other, and I think this is going to come down to the last minute while Doug Armstrong and company evaluate where this team is at and say, hey, we're letting a number four defenseman in all of the NHL go to the market. We need to give him the no movement. So I do think that Doug Armstrong will budge on that if he has to make sure you get Pietrangelo locked up.
And in that same Athletic piece that you have been referencing today, there was the analytics, the diving into the numbers about what you can project out of Pietrangelo after this deal is signed, because you're not signing him for what he did. You're trying to sign for what you think he's going to do over the course of
Correct.
The next 8 years. And the numbers, at least the projection, is that for three, he's still going to be pretty elite. For another three, about, he's still going to be really good. And then you don't really know about the final 2 years of the deal. For me, if that's how it turns out, I want that to happen because I am perfectly fine with Alex Pietrangelo living out the life of the contract, being pretty good for 6 of the 8 years, if that's what it ends up being. First of all, does that sound right to you? And secondly, if it is, it seems like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, it does. And it does sound right to me. And again, this is projecting and looking at numbers. And I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's a 30-year-old defenseman. And of course, there's going to be more wear and tear on a guy. And look at the wear and tear that he's gone through in the last couple of years. But that's the part that holds me up. I mean, this guy has been healthy his entire time in the NHL. So, yeah, let's look at it. If you're gonna get an elite defenseman for the next 3 years, well, that fits right into the five-year window that Doug Armstrong said that they can be Stanley Cup champions almost every year. You've won one, you missed out on another. You got three more years to possibly bring in two more Stanley Cups or maybe three more Stanley Cups. Nobody knows with that. But then the next 3 years, if you're just going to get a really good defenseman, that means you're going to have a number two defenseman. And in 3 years after he signs, Colton Parayko could be an elite defenseman. And then you could have a 1-2 punch of a Pietrangelo and Parayko, much like what you had with a Pietrangelo and Jay Bouwmeester. And then those final 2 years, you know what, so be it. Let's say he drops off a little bit at 36, 37, and 38 years old. Okay, I guarantee you, you're still going to have a top four defenseman on that Blues team, and possibly a top 25 to a top 30 defenseman in the NHL. So I think it comes down to paying somebody and not wanting to give that many years because you don't know what the future holds. But regardless of the future, I think any other team in the NHL, when it comes to free agency, will say, we'll get an elite defenseman for 3 years, and then we'll figure it out the last 5 years if we get into cap hell, because in those 3 years, we can try and win two, maybe three Stanley Cups.
Alex Ferrario, Ferrario101 ESPN on Twitter. Great stuff as always, Alex. Thanks, man.
Fellas, it's always great to talk. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to tune into this gauntlet coming up soon.
Attaboy. Thank you.